Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, and we're also coming to you live, streaming live from Facebook land. So thanks for being here. Dr. Scott Warner is our guest this afternoon, evening, depending on what you're calling, what time zone you're in. And Dr. Scott Warner is taking your calls. All you have to do is call into the radio show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? That's all you got to do. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, 347-884-8245. And here is Dr. Scott Warner.
Hi, this is Scott Warner. I was praying last night what I should talk about today, and it came very strong that I needed to talk about addictions and addictive behavior. It's quite fascinating because, over the years, my education as an OBGYN and in all the things I was doing, there was a lot of addictions. Not only addiction to medications, there was addiction to sex, there was addictions to food, and it's quite fascinating because the latest National Geographic magazine, September 2017, is about addictions, and the addictions cause 33,000 deaths per year. Cause death of people under the age of 50, which is quite fascinating. During my medical career, when I did my first delivery as a third-year medical student, it was actually on a 14-year-old heroin addict. And so I got acquainted very early on in my career with addictions and the problems that occur with addictions. And here are these babies born addicted to opioids. And it's been kind of interesting because heroin kind of went down quite a bit after the 90s and during the first part of the 2000s. But it's reared its ugly head again and is causing a lot of problems with our younger people and people who are reproductive age, and it's ending up causing severe problems with a lot of the children being born. And even here in St. George, Utah, of all places, we think we're a safe haven here in the mountains and the high desert, but we're not. There's a lot of people using heroin right here, and it's a little scary when you think about it. We're growing up, and we try to locate ourselves around family and friends, and yet this disease that has come and created a huge problem right here in this community even, and it's happening all over the United States. In fact, there's more money spent on opioids in the United States than any other place in the world. And if you took the whole world and looked at the amount of consumption of opioids, the United States has the highest consumption out of all the countries in the world put together. And so that's a problem. And many of these addictions occur because of emotional instability and emotional problems. Emotional pain is just as bad, if not worse, than physical pain. And here in the United States, we're under so much stress and so much persecution, you might even say, and enslavement, that it's caused us to treat pain with opioids. And so a very, very harsh reality to look at. And, you know, as a physician, part of my job was getting people out of pain. And it was interesting because currently in the United States, they're prosecuting a lot of doctors who, you know, a lot of people call them Dr. Feelgoods because you go to them and you can get your opioids and start feeling good again. But it's a huge problem, bigger than we even want to think. And so as we go through and look at this from a spiritual standpoint, it is a spiritual problem. Because whenever we start allowing chemicals to take over our bodily functions and become dependent upon them, we become enslaved to those chemicals and those products. And so it's become, you know, full awareness to this. Now, when I went down to Colombia, St. Germain sent me down to Medellin, Colombia, and I was not even sure what I was supposed to do there. And I met up with Father Gabriel Mejia, who dealt with all of the difficulties, excuse me, and problems that occurred because of the cocaine production and the drug wars that occurred with that, with our CIA's taking over the cocaine industry. And while I was there, came to find, you know, that in Colombia they had a huge problem because many of the parents of these children had been injured and or killed. And the kids ended up out in the streets. And this was a major problem because, you know, in order to live, they had to prostitute themselves. They had to steal. They had to lie. They had to cheat. They learned some really bad habits and became hooked on drugs themselves, using the drugs for their own emotional pain. And, you know, everything from inhaling gas or glue or using all kinds of different things, including alcohol, tobaccos, marijuana, different drugs that were available on the streets. And they would use whatever they could to get out of their emotional pain, basically. And Father Gabriel came up with some marvelous ways to help these kids. Number one, meditation. Meditation is an interesting use of our spiritual body to alter our mental, emotional, and physical state. When I learned about meditation, truly learned how to meditate about 10 years ago, I found that it took your mind to places, and you could create things in that space and bring them back to your body. And they've shown that meditation can calm your soul, calm down your emotional state, and put you in a state of peace and bliss and literally ecstasy, and make it so that your system can cope with anything that's going around you. Now, they found that stress is the opposite. Stress creates diseases, it creates high blood pressure, it creates headaches, it creates emotional distress, all kinds of problems. And meditation, by taking and just focusing on your breath, or focusing on a mantra, or focusing on just listening, getting out in nature and just paying attention to nature, and focusing just on the beauty, and focusing on the light, focusing on clouds can reduce blood pressure, get rid of headaches, get rid of emotional problems. And so there's many things that can assist us. Now, Father Gabriel not only used meditation, and in particular, he uses transcendental meditation because it's been the most studied of all the meditations. A lot of people, are a little bit concerned about that because, meditation in particular ways can affect your life and affect it for the better. And so some people think that it's, a lot of these things are cults and different ways of getting people out of religions or whatever, but you can do meditation in any religion. In fact, prayer is a form of meditation. Contemplation is a form of meditation. And it's very, very good for the human soul and spirit. In the National Geographic, it was talking about, the death rate. Well, the morbidity rate is just as high, if not worse. And we spend billions of dollars just with our, here in America, our problem with our anxiety and our problems with depression and our problems with addictions. And most of these people take medications to combat these illnesses. And the medications cause their own problems. So what I found with Father Gabriel was he found ways to calm the soul without taking medications, without getting addicted to other things. Here in the United States, we use a lot of methadone to get people off of heroin, and then methadone causes its own addictive problems, and then people seek other opioids, and it's amazing. And now they're prosecuting the doctors prescribing these things, and the doctors are just trying to get their patients out of pain. So finding these other methods to get rid of emotional pain and physical pain, for that matter, I've found that meditation can reduce the pain in the body, the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body. And so breathing and focusing on your breath, learning transcendental meditation or Vipassana or other types of meditation is very beneficial. Now, recently, my wife went to a doTERRA convention up in Salt Lake City, Utah. And there were 30,000 people there learning about essential oils. And they came out with an essential oil blend that is very good for getting rid of bad emotional pain. And essential oils are very powerful because as you breathe them in, it hits the olfactory bulb in the upper sinuses, and the sensations hit, go straight into the brain, and they cause changes and shifts. The smells can shift your consciousness even. I was having tremendous low back pain. I picked up something way too heavy 3 days ago, and I was in horrible, and I don't like back pain at all because it becomes very irritating after a while, and there's not a lot you can do except lay down or get in a hot tub and with magnesium, Epsom salts in, and so I was doing everything I could to get out of the pain. And it was quite interesting what my wife did was she took me through, she laid me down on the massage table and took me through a visualization. And she put me on a helicopter, which took me up to the top of a mountain. And the helicopter dropped me off and she had me visualize a person come to me. And that person that came to me was Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it was really strange because I all of a sudden smelled the scent of roses. And when people have Mother Mary come to them, they always smell roses, which was fascinating to me because here, you know, in my mind, it was Mother Mary and the smell of roses was there with her. And so I knew that it was her. And she told me to have faith, that if I had enough faith, my back would heal and I would feel much better. And so I took and I decided that I wanted to get out of pain. And so I listened to what she said to me, and I said in my mind, I have faith. I have faith. I have faith. And instantly I received some comfort and relief from the pain. Now, the other interesting thing was that she said to me to tell Vicky to give me a blessing. And the blessing was amazing. It was like she was being the voice for Mother Mary because she said some very remarkable things and gave me a lot of comfort. And by the time she was done with the blessing, the back pain was totally gone. Now, in my opinion, when we start to give people blessings, there are blessings that come down from our Creator and create within us healing. And by our faith and our belief in what's going on in the situation, such as, you know, having a blessing, it can do remarkable things to our, not only our physical body, but our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, and help our spirit to receive strength. So, Father Gabriel, it was fascinating. When I was down there, I had a dream that Divine Director, Great Divine Director, who is goes from the Creator and goes out and gives messages to people, he came to me and he told me to give blessings while I was there in Colombia. And so at the time, Father Gabriel had when I got there, he'd been 30 days out from having a young man hit him in the face with a rock several times, literally pummeling him with this rock. It broke 7 bones in his face and caused him to end up having 7 different surgeries and reconstructive surgery of his jawbone. And he was still healing from this when I arrived in Colombia. And the second night I was there, the great divine director came and told me to give the people in Colombia blessings. So the next day I asked Father Gabriel if he would like a blessing. And he said he would. And so I gave him a blessing and blessed him. And it was quite fascinating because there was an energy of a demon that had entered into his third eye, just above his eyes, in between the forehead, in the middle of the forehead, with the pummeling of the rock. This demon had got in there and was causing Father Gabriel a lot of distress and headaches and problems. And when I gave him the blessing, this demon came out. And so I had learned how to confine demons using a cylinder of light to put the demon in the cylinder and put a seal of Solomon, which is a gold and silver seal with the 72 names of God. And I put the demon inside this cylinder, put the seal of Solomon on it to confine it, and it made Father Gabriel feel so much better, and his headaches started going away, and he had much less pain. He was able to think more clearly. And it was a remarkable, remarkable thing that I was even there and that I was even doing a blessing upon Father Gabriel. Because here's this magnificent priest who has done so much good for the children in South and Central America, literally thousands and thousands of children he's helped. And I was able to be there at the right time in the right place and help him. And you know, just from that one blessing, we became the best of friends. And he trusted me implicitly and knew that I was there on a mission. So anyway, quite remarkable experiences. And I wrote a whole book about the experience with Father Gabriel. It's called A Modern Day Saint, Father Gabriel Mejia, who was a Claretian priest down there in Medellin, Colombia, and a remarkable man. And he's worked his entire life helping the people there in Colombia, helping the children, and his only motivation is his love. I asked him, if you could do anything for the world, what would you do? And he said, bombas de amor, or love bombs. He would hit all of the planet with love bombs. In other words, give love to the entire planet and all the people and all of the children and help them that way. The man was such an amazing, and that's why I called him a saint, because he really is. He's one of these people like Mother Teresa that just every breath he takes, everything that he does is out of love. And, you know, when we talk about addictions, what heals us is the love. What heals us is the enlightenment of the love of God. So anyway, do we have any calls yet?
Yes, yes. Let's go to calls here. I was listening to that, Doctor, and I so love what you're saying. And I want to add to what you're saying because you're so needed and so spot on that, you know, there are there's patients like my wife who has lupus. She has lupus, fibromyalgia, and other things, and she has severe pain. And she's with a pain, you know, medicine doctor and all this. And the same thing here where, you know, people and companies are suing the doctors and also suing the drug manufacturers. So now they're trying to cut back on patients who really need the help. Just because someone gets a bottle of pain medicine, they go home and they take it all, or they take half the bottle at once. It's not the doctor's fault.
No, and it's a disease. It's literally, it's not a criminal thing. It's a disease, and it's one of the most common diseases here in the United States, which is very sad. But we do have ways that we can relieve the pain and the anguish through other methods and other means. The problem is we just haven't figured that out. And a lot of people, we just put them in prison, which is sad because, you know, they do things for the drugs because they're addicted. And anyway, so do we have any callers?
Yes. Yes, totally correct there on that. That's a great point to be made. Let's go start here. If you're calling in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, 347-884-8245. Let's go with Catherine in South Carolina to start off.
Catherine with a K or a C?
It looks like her line just dropped. She'll call back in. It was just a glitch. Let's go to area code 845, welcome to the show. Could we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Diana from upstate New York. I'm originally from Long Island. And I just got back from National Institute of Health. I had a resection. I was diagnosed with stage 1 neuroendocrine cancer, the type that had killed Steve Jobs. But it was a blessing because in my research over the last 8 months, I found out that my older brother went into the study with me, and it really saved his life because he was more advanced. In the process, I have almost ended a relationship with a fellow that does not seem to want to get his medical and life together, and I supported him through my process of the year, so I'm financially and emotionally just drained. I did, you know, offer it up to God and faith and met with Father Gus, who's such a wonderful healing priest. And, you know, I just wanted to share that there's a lot in meditation and faith and just offering it up to God, because basically it's up to the person as well. But I'm wondering what else I can do to help him, to guide him.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I couldn't hear part of what you were saying. What was he diagnosed with?
That's the problem. I set up a whole bunch. He lived with me for a year, and I supported him. I'm financially, emotionally drained while I was going through, you know, getting to, I finally had surgery in August. He wasn't diagnosed with anything yet. He's always complaining about pain, and I think he was dependent on pain medications. And, you know, my thing is, if you have a problem, there's no shame in this. Find out what's causing the lower back problems. Find out why you're tired. It's just frustrating because now he's in South Carolina. I'm up here, and he wants to come back now. And I have trust issues. Like, look, I even told Julie to get you back to see your kids. And I have cancer, and my God, help souls to help themselves. If you're not going to follow through with something, I don't know, maybe he has demons. I don't know. I don't know how to help him, you know?
Yes. Now, you know, that's the trouble right now, especially with a lot of people. You know, we've taken them in, we've given them care. We've got trust issues because maybe they stole from us, or they took medications from us, or whatever it is that caused the problem. And forgiveness is one of the most powerful things that we can do. But not only forgiveness, but I really love Ho'oponopono. Hugh Lynn, who was a psychiatrist there in Hawaii, was hired by the Hawaiian state penal system to go in and take care of the criminally insane. I mean, these guys are the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him he didn't even have to go in and see them, because all the psychologists and psychiatrists they had hired previously literally had gone nuts, because the craziness from these criminals rubbed off on them and made them crazy. And so they told Hugh Lynn, we just need to have a guy on campus so that we can say we've got a psychiatrist, because by law they had to have a psychiatrist available for the criminals and the patients within the confines of the prison. And so Hugh Lynn had learned Ho'oponopono from the kahunas, who are the spiritual leaders there in Hawaii. And Ho'oponopono is a process where you send love first, and I would propose you do this. This is an answer to your question. You send love to the person in question, who is your brother, right?
No, this is a boyfriend that never showed up when I was in the hospital.
Oh, it's a boyfriend.
Never sent a card. Never, you know, like narcissist. Never, like, everything's his problem, you know, everybody else's problem. And I was blessed by God to find this. And I'm like, all I'm asking you, and I have been asking of him to do, is to step up to the plate. I supported him for a year when I went through my cancer surgery.
Yeah.
And not to show up at the hospital was so harmful.
Yeah.
Not to send a card, and now he wants to come back. And he says, I love you, I love you. No, show me. I can forgive, but what plan do you have to take care of yourself? God gave you a gift. And life is so very precious. And I'm torn.
Absolutely.
Because I really care. I care about him, but, you know.
Yes. And, you know, literally, you know, he could cause you a lot of emotional trouble yourself and by coming back. And so Ho'oponopono, have you ever heard of Ho'oponopono?
Yes.
It's so powerful, because you can do what we call remote healing on him and the relationship between you and him without even talking to him. In other words, you send love to him, unconditional love, and you literally in your mind you just say, what's his name?
His name's Jeff, and I say to Jesus and to Padre Pio, please lay hands upon him and bless him and heal him, because he is emotionally, I think he has deemed, you know, I don't mean like evil. He's so highly sweet and intelligent, but there's, I don't know if it's bipolar, I don't know what the issue is, but at this point in my life, after experiencing a year of it, I can't bring him back in. He won't give up smoking, and I can't watch someone I love disintegrate. And there's a trust issue. If you didn't get your stuff together,
he's got several addictions, and so you send them love, and then you say, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have these addictions. I'm sorry. You know, you literally think about all the things that they're doing that are injuring their life. I'm sorry that you're smoking. I'm sorry that you have done behaviors that made me have to get away from you.
Right.
And I forgive you for all this. And I'm sorry, and I forgive you. And then send gratitude. And this is probably the most important part. is the gratitude sends the energy that actually heals all of these difficulties. And it helps them heal, believe it or not. It not only heals them, but it heals us. When
right.
we send this Ho'oponopono energy and give them gratitude for coming into our life and have gratitude for the lessons that they've taught you. You have gratitude
mm-hmm.
for whatever it is that they brought into your life that has been,
mm-hmm.
you know, good or bad. Because we can
right.
learn lessons and have gratitude even from bad experiences. And
oh,
and then we
yeah.
thank them again and send them love. And we do that every day for about 15 minutes and send that directly at them. And believe it or not, it causes changes in them. And it changes in us. And Hugh Lynn found what was interesting is he kept working on each one of these inmates. And by the time he was done, which took a couple of years, all of the inmates got reintegrated either into the normal population or they were released from prison. So there was no one at this facility anymore. And
mm-hmm.
so he literally worked himself out of a job, but he was very grateful because, you know, all these men were changed and changed their lives.
And that's
and so by doing the Ho'oponopono, it's a very good, positive thing. So
how are you spelling that Ho'oponopono? I'm going to Google it. Pono.
Yes, Google it. And there are some really good statements about it. You know, you could give us a call here at 435-986-0025, and I have a little copy of the small prayer that I kind of designed from Hugh Lynn, because I actually went to his seminar there on the Big Island up at the active volcano there in Volcano National Park and learned from him. And me and my wife were able to meet him and learn the wonderful things that he taught about Ho'oponopono. And it's very powerful for healing relationships, healing people, just in general.
Well,
and
Hugh Lynn,
so,
his name is spelled L-Y-N-N, Hugh Lynn, or L-I-N-N?
I think it's H-E-W-L-I-N, Hugh Lynn. Let me Google that real fast.
I'll Google it. I know that you're busy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate
it's
it.
Hugh Lynn. I believe that's what it is. No, okay.
I will
H-E-W-L-E-N. H-E-W-L-E-N. And just amazing things that help us heal people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sending, you know, rose, when I smelled that rose from Mother Mary, that was very healing in and of itself. And the essential oil rose vibrates in love. In other
right.
words, it vibrates in that vibration of love, and it's very powerful for healing. So you can even send Mother Mary and tell her to put roses around him, around Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And I will
touch on this. I will just send it out and I will pray and meditate. And I said to him, I can't do this. I need to just pray for you. And, you know, at this point,
exactly.
no, I don't think it's advisable for you to come back until your life is in order. And, you know, we'll just be in this vicious cycle again. And right now, I'm in my healing process as well, physically from the cancer. So
yes, I would do remote healing.
Yeah.
And right now we'll do a blessing for you and him. We bless Diana that she will be able to send the love and the light and the forgiveness and the gratitude to Jeff that will heal him totally. We ask that Mother Mary, Divine Mother Mary, Jesus, all the Ascended Masters, the Creator's energy, and also the Holy Spirit, Maha Shohan, to heal Jeff and help him get over his addictions and his problems. And we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And,
God bless you.
We'll go on to the next caller.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay.
All righty. Thank you for your call. And again, if you're called in, you have a question for the doctor, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone so I know that you have a question. 707, you're up next. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, Valerie, California.
Valerie from California. And what's your
yes,
question?
Yes, hi. I would like a body scan. I had been coughing for quite some time, but it subsided a little. It used to be worse. Now it's a little better. But I feel sensations in my throat, and I want to know if my throat and lungs are clear.
Okay. What I'm seeing when you started talking about it is fungus in the lungs. And there's also a virus inside of the fungus. And so when the fungus poops, it releases this virus. And both of them are causing the trouble in the lungs. And so what I would do is cut sugar out, because sugar feeds fungus and makes it stronger. And
right.
The virus replicates in side of the fungus, so the more fungus you have, the more virus you get, and your immune system's trying to fight it, but it keeps recurring. And so I would take antifungals and antiviral herbs. Now, the best ones I found, this particular one feels like you would use oregano oil and tea tree oil and put 2 drops of each of those in a capsule and swallow it 3 times a day. And for the virus, I would take lomatium, L-O-M-A-T-I-U-M is what I'm feeling would be the best antiviral. Lomatium or lomatium was given to people by the Indians during the 1918 Spanish flu, because so many people were dying that the Native Americans brewed up a lot of lomatium and gave it to the people. And it got rid of the viruses, and the virus inside of the fungus that's in your lungs feels like it's a DNA virus very similar to that that flu-like virus, but it's not as bad as the Spanish flu was, but it's similar. So lomatium would be very good, and I would do the lomatium liquid because you don't have to absorb it down in the gut and worry about it passing through the liver up into the lungs. You just go directly in, and I would do a half a dropper 3 times a day. So I would do the essential oils to kill the fungus and lomatium to kill the virus, and do that for at least a month. It'll take that long to clear the fungus out, and you have to clear the fungus out because the virus is hiding in the fungus. So
do the whole process then for 1 month, both?
For a full month, do both of them for a full month, and you should be able to get the essential oils and the lomatium at your local herb store.
Okay. Or
okay.
Health food store. Okay.
Yes.
Anything? Okay, because I was wondering, I'm like, okay, let's not have anything more serious than that. going on.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's a cancer. It doesn't feel like it's, but it is fungus and virus, and they can be bad. They can cause you problems. And
yeah,
so
well, I
want
to alleviate that problem.
Yeah, I would definitely work on getting rid of that. So okay.
And also, will that increase my energy?
Anytime you've got viruses and fungus, they actually sap your energy. Because
mm-hmm.
your body's immune systems happen to try and fight them, and it uses a lot of energy just trying to fight the fungus and the virus. So getting rid of the fungus and virus will help your energy level.
Okay, can I just get the oregano capsules, or it has to be the oil?
Absolutely. If you get the oregano, they do make capsules that have oregano oil in them. LA
oh.
Naturals has one that we have here at our herb store, and it's very
okay.
powerful. And you can also get tea tree in capsules. So
can I get all of this at
you.
Your website?
We don't sell it on the website. It's sold out of the store here. And it would be very powerful. I've had a lot of people have really good success with this particular capsule of oregano. In fact, I don't even have to put them on the tea tree because it has 10 drops of oregano in each capsule. So it's pretty powerful. And we could get that mailed to you. And we've also got the Lomadium. And so
oh, yeah, that would be
call,
great.
You
okay.
can just call
I
for
will.
435-986-0025, and we can get those for you. We've been quite busy lately because I did another radio show, and people have been wanting to get my book. And we had a CD for sale that has the toning and, you know, some really good stuff on. And so if you don't get through the first time, try again, because we're just taking care of a lot of good people. So... God
okay, so I think I'll try the capsules that you offer, the oregano capsules with
okay.
the oil and the other thing that
Lomadium.
You mentioned.
Yeah,
yes. Lomadium. Okay.
Yes.
And
if you want, shoot us an email.
Okay.
scott.healthlongevityinc@gmail.com. And, you know, give us your name, your address, and that information.
Sure.
And we can maybe get you through if you can't get through on the phone.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank
oh.
you so very much.
You're very welcome.
And I'll call
Valerie.
You back in a month to let you know how I feel.
Good, good. That'll be good. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. If there's anybody else that is called in, you have a question for Dr. Scott Warner, press the 1 on your phone right now, because I know we got a lot of calls in, but a lot of listeners. But if you have a – there we go. There we go. This is probably – yeah, this will be the final call. 252 area code. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
This is Carla, and I'm calling from the Outer Banks, North Carolina.
North Carolina. We love North Carolina. Beautiful part of the world. What's your question there, Carla?
So this is medical intuitive.
Yeah.
Well, I had a TIA in March, and they still cannot
yeah.
find a reason why.
Okay. What I'm hearing really strong is you've got what we call an arteritis vasculitis due to an atypical bacteria. And it shot some little clots up into your brain, and that's what's causing it. If you were to do a protocol that gets rid of the arteritis vasculitis, and we can send you that, you know, a description of that protocol.
Okay.
It's really quite dangerous, because TIAs are a sign that something's hitting your brain.
Exactly.
And usually it's either micro blood clots, or it can even be material released from this atypical bacteria. And so my feeling is it's material being released from the atypical bacterial infection. So I would shoot us an email at scott.healthlongevityinc@gmail.com, and we'll send you a copy of the protocol that will treat this arteritis vasculitis. Now, it's interesting. Medical doctors will look at this and they'll CAT scan you, do all kinds of stuff, and they may not find anything because these atypical bacteria just make little infections throughout your arteries and veins, and they form little plaques and little nesting areas, and when these break loose, they can shoot up into the brain, and that's what I'm feeling is causing this problem. Now, you can go on antibiotics to treat the atypical bacteria, but you have to be on them quite a long time, and as you know, antibiotics can cause other problems, such as yeast infections and all kinds of other stuff, and even arthritis. I found antibiotics, especially the new ones like the Cipro, and some of these can cause many other problems, including bone deformation and problems. So if you'd like, shoot us an email, scott.healthlongevityinc@gmail.com, and we'll send a copy of the protocol, and you can get the protocol from us if you decide. And we've saved the lives of quite a few people doing this. And the guy that started this protocol, he called me up. His wife called me up and said this man was dying. Her husband was dying. And she asked me what was wrong with him, and I got really strong. He had an arteritis vasculitis, and he was 80 years old, and she did not want him to die because they just loved each other, and she didn't want to live by herself. So she got him going on this protocol, and he is still alive, and this is 10 years later, so he's 90.
Wow, and that's a blessing.
Yeah, and he stays on the protocol because he does not want that coming back, but it's pretty amazing, and it works, and it's herbal, and it's very safe. The problem is it costs a little bit of money, but, if you go to the medical doctors, they'll just put you on antibiotics, or maybe they won't because they can't find what's causing the
problem.
Right,
exactly, so, because they can't find what's wrong.
Yeah, that's what I would propose for you.
It was Scott.
Thank
you. What?
S-C-O-T-T, and then you push the period button.
Right.
And then health, healthlongevityinc@gmail.com. And just shoot us an email that says, hi, I'm Carla from North Carolina. You talked about arteritis vasculitis. Could I have the protocol? And I'll send it to you as a Word document, .document. And,
okay.
You can open it up, see what the protocol is. If you'd like to get it, just give us a call and get it ordered, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I really
you
appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You're
bye-bye.
So welcome. God bless you. And
you too.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
We send the angels and all of the healing masters to assist you and to help you heal from this. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You are so welcome. And anyway, just to sum up what I was talking about, I guess we got, 2 minutes?
Right.
3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
you know, if you have someone who has addiction problems and they, you know, you've lost your trust for them, you can't have them around you, that's a tough thing. And it causes emotional turmoil, not only for the person who's got the addiction problems, but it causes problems for the family and the friends and the loved ones who have tried to take care of them. And what I've found is meditation is so important. Ho'oponopono is very important. Flower essences such as Bach Rescue Remedy, Bach Flowers Rescue Remedy is very good. In fact, Father Gabriel Mejia used all of these things to assist these children, and he had a 98% success rate in healing these tough kids, addicted kids, and a lot of them were prostituting themselves and stealing, thieving, all kinds of problems. And I tell you, I met some of these kids who had grown up to be absolutely beautiful human beings and adults, and they were benefiting everyone around them. In fact, a lot of them came back and they would help work for Father Gabriel because they loved him so much, and the love he had for them just affected their lives so much and shifted their lives. And each one of us can be like Father Gabriel. We can pray for them. We can meditate for them. We can ho'oponopono them, send them essential oils, send them rescue remedy, things that will benefit them so much. And getting them help in a good facility here in the United States, our rate of recidivism, which means people going back to doing what they were doing before, is 90%. So, you know, I'd rather have a rate of 98% success than having 90% go back to the drugs and doing what they were doing that injured everybody's lives. It's hurting all of us. And so it's a very important thing that we look at our system and look at Father Gabriel's system. And it's in the book, Father Gabriel, a Modern Day Saint, Father Gabriel Mejia. And it's available on Amazon.com. And you can read that story about it. And it has a description of all the things that they do for these people down there in Colombia and South America. He's actually in many countries, even Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala. There's homes springing up all over because this is not just a problem here in the United States. It's all over the world. And it's good for all of us to help those who are in emotional pain, because most of the drug addictions are due to emotional pain. And it converts into physical pain. And this even works for physical pain and addictions. So God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for listening today. And hopefully we'll all help each other enough that we'll make our world a better place to live in. Thank you for listening.
All right, and we thank Dr. Scott Warner very much for a very informative show. And again, you can reach Dr. Scott Warner for a private medical intuitive readings. Get a full reading, you know, full half hour, hour, get, you know, anyway, Dr. Scott Warner is just a real blessing to have and to help. And all the contact information is right here on the show page. Okay. Coming up next, we have a brand new pre-recorded show from an energy healer that you're really going to love. And then I'll be back live at 9 Eastern tonight. Psychic medium readings, okay? If you're live on Facebook, stay there with me. I have an announcement for you guys and some more information. Thanks, everybody.